We went to bed that first night, and I woke up in the middle of the night and saw a little girl, a spirit, sitting on my friend in the bed next to me. When I saw her, she quickly looked at me, scared, but her eyes were shut. You couldn't see her eyes. Hey.
How are we doing?
Sid's sharing her broadcast journalist voice today.
Yes, and it's very interesting, Cameron. I'm going to call you Cameron.
What? No, the red wig is Sylvia.
Oh, Sylvia, sorry.
Yes. What's your alter ego this episode?
Margaret,
yes.
It does this look like a Margaret.
You do look like a Margaret.
Oh my God.
So no. If you are listening, we are currently wearing wigs. I have a bright red wig on. Someone called me the modern, what did they say?
The modern Wendy's or, oh, no. the modern Raggedy Ann.
Yep, I'm the modern Raggedy Ann, I guess. Sid, stop texting.
Oh my God, the lady I have an appointment with is asking if I can come early, and I said, oh, I will, okay. If my episode wraps.
BRB, Sid has an eyebrow appointment she has to get to, but Sid is wearing a bright blonde bob, like the exact opposite of Sid's hair, and she actually pulls it off pretty well. So she's talking in her broadcast journalist voice because she feels like a goddamn Margaret this afternoon.
Margaret is a mother, she is a powerhouse, and she works for Care 11, okay? If you have any questions, call 1-800-MARGARET-ROCKS-YOUR-WORLD.
That sounds like a prostitute line.
I know it did. Oh, shit. Oh, God dang it. You know
Margaret
what?
Rocks your world.
Margaret is a character. You look like, I don't know, Ariel just kind of got used to her legs. You know what I mean?
Ooh, I liked that. Ariel. I honestly tried to like do a really fun makeup look, and I ended up smudging my entire eyeliner just up my eyeball and calling it a day. So
it looks really good.
A little upset about the eye makeup, but whatever. It's just a little much. I look a little bit prostitute. Oopsies.
Oopsie.
But you know what I mean.
But yeah.
So
I Jordan did not like the wig, but that's fine.
I think you know what I think though. I think he would like the wig if you brought it home, and for some reason, Margaret.
Margaret. You look like God damn it. Karen.
Maybe Margaret is like this sexual being and you just never know. You put that on and Margaret is just a horny little mom.
Maybe she is.
Mom.
Yeah. You know why? Because the kids are at daycare.
Yes. No, but actually, we will talk about this later, but the reason why we love dressing up in costumes and Halloween and why we do what we do is because you can like, you just let go of the pressures of yourself and being the image of you and have fun with like someone you kind of want to be. And whether that be taking the wig into the bedroom and freaking Sylvia or Margaret have a huge sex drive and then all of a sudden you're banging Margaret instead of Sid and shit just goes crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I had nothing to say. I'm like, yep. Totally. No,
but
totally.
Actually.
But honestly though, like how fun is it to, we'll talk about it, but like to just like be in a costume. I don't know why. I think it's so fun. It is weird though, because I like being in a costume, but my dad absolutely cannot stand being in a costume. Like he used to cry on Halloween every year and he never would dress up. He like hated it. And I don't know why.
Well, it sometimes is uncomfortable. If you don't have like a comfy costume, like for example, right now I do feel a little bit like crying because this wig is really hot. I'm a little sweating.
You know what the wig feels like?
What?
It feels like you have psoriasis and I have psoriasis right now. And it just feels like an itchy little mess. Yeah. An itchy little tickly mess. And that's what it is. By the way, I would like to say that my dad did not cry when I was alive. He did not cry at the age of 40 or 50 on Halloween. This is when he was younger. Oh. Thank you. For clarification.
Why did I actually think he was old?
You thought that?
I did.
You thought he was like 50 just crying.
Picturing Marty crying.
I'm like, no, he wasn't crying. Oh,
but
my
before
Lord.
We get into Halloween costumes and all the juice about Halloween, the spookiness, do we want to do Straight Candid Moments?
Yeah.
Straight Candid, candid moments with
Sid and Soph.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
No, but I'm not like warmed up on the mic yet. I just don't feel.
I know. I'm not either.
No, you are. She had a full blown performance on our live before this episode. So you're ready. You go first.
I don't remember that.
Straight Candid Moment by Sid.
Okay, I guess I'm just going to dive right in. I don't actually really have a straight canon moment this week. I feel like we blinked and we were recording again.
Yep.
Not in a bad way, though.
Your like, straight canon moment thing. Is you don't have a straight canon moment.
I know, but that's not fun. Wow, that's Am I being so boring? I feel like I'm being boring.
Okay, let's think.
I don't even know what I did this weekend. I kid you not. Let me just say this. The highlight of my entire weekend was just going to Sophie's class, absolutely getting obliterated on the treadmill, and going to get myself an everything bagel at Rise Bagels in Minneapolis. That is just, like, what? There's nothing better than just having a good morning workout, going to get a coffee and a bagel.
And not and being hungover.
Not being hungover and literally just running around the city. Like, that's it.
Did you say bagel?
Yeah, bagel.
Yeah, that's a little strange to
me. I said bagel, okay. I think.
You said it right there.
Yeah, I was just bagels.
Wait, how do you say it?
Bagel.
How do you say plural?
Bagels.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I was kidding. I was trying to mess with you guys, make you confused at work.
Sure, sure, sure.
No, but really, I don't really have a straight canon moment. I feel like I enjoyed myself this week and I slowed down.
Yes.
I will say I've been very bothered lately just because this is me being candid about, like, I finally came to terms with something. I go at a pace, and you do too, and Ben does too, that a lot of people would call busy, okay? Like, we do too much.
More than busy,
yeah. Right? But people commenting constantly on how busy I am actually doesn't help me in any way, shape, or form. Like, truly, I know my gauge of, like, oh, that day was too much or that week was too much, and I know when to pull back. Yeah. And at times, yeah, in the past, I've had to be told, but it helps me in no way, shape, or form when, like, let's say my dad or a friend or something.
Let's just say
if it was theoretically, no, gets mad at me for being so busy and, like, or, like, has an opinion and throws it at me. Like, it doesn't help me, like, to be honest, I'm trying to build a business with you and with Ben, and I'm also trying to climb in my career. I should be busy right now,
yeah,
so that I can put my freaking feet up later, as long as I'm not taking on too much. I know when my gauge is. I don't know. So next time you go to, like, maybe judge a friend or a sister or a whoever or a parent or whatever it is for being so, so, so busy, as long as they're giving you everything you need, like, maybe have a little grace for them. You know what I mean?
And I think you do a good job with, like, yeah, like, you schedule to the minute, literally. And
literally, I love it.
But
I
yet you
it.
Still, I love it. Yeah, see, that's psychotic. But
no.
But you also do really well with, like, oh, I'm having a family night and my family's coming over for dinner. Like, you, yeah, make time for the people that you need to. I definitely think there's, like, a... Like, you know when you're pushed past your limits. Like, today I'm moving so, yeah, fast. Like, I left my, before I got here, because, yeah, I was rushing to get ready to get here. I, you know, like, my makeup was all over.
I know.
I left a mess on the counter. And then, like, as I was putting away my spinach earlier today, because I was rushing to something else, the whole spinach container fell out on the floor.
Of course it did.
It's just, like, that's when you know you're doing everything just way too fast. And it's, like, rather than make your lunch as fast as you fucking can, okay, just slow down.
Take a breath.
Make your lunch slow. Like, do a few things mindfully throughout the day so it doesn't feel like you're always rushing, because that's my issue is, like, okay, reset. I'm just going to make my lunch slow and I'm going to eat it here. Like, yeah, little things rather than running to your car after class, like, walk to your car.
I know. I'm not going to lie. That 1 minute is not going to make a difference. I, yeah, hate to say it. Like, that 1 minute that in the transition time of, like, running to your car, almost getting, yeah, hit in the parking lot, spilling the rest of your green smoothie, falling and ripping your knee up. It's not going to help you.
Yeah.
No. And I hope that you didn't fall.
You have to
but I did today.
Did you really?
I did, but I'm fine. I rolled my ankle a little bit.
And then you got to tend to your wound or clean up your goddamn spinach.
And then all of a sudden I'm the, like, charity case sitting outside, like, I just taught here, but help me, someone.
Kind of along the lines of this is I don't really have a straight kind of moment.
Wait,
either.
We're not boring though, everyone. I promise.
I know. Usually, what the fuck? You're, like, waiting on me to bank it with something crazy. And I don't really have one either.
I know, but you know what? That'll happen though. Jeez.
But yesterday was World Mental Health Day.
Yep.
And I think it was really cool to see the amount of people that opened up on, I know it is, you know, on Instagram or some sort of platform to talk about their own struggles. And I was like, do we need to do that? I'm not sure, but I actually enjoyed seeing other people go through the same thing that I have gone through. So I kind of like where the world's headed with being a little more candid, a little more open about your mental, mm-hmm, health. And I've noticed, like, a lot of businesses, instead of just sick days, having mental health days now. And I just hope that continues. And that was really cool to see. So
it
that's just
cool
like a little side note. I'm trying to think of, like, an actual straight kind of moment. Okay. Well, I will talk about my birth control update.
Okay.
So I had my follow up today.
And? Wait, with who?
With my naturopath.
Oh, so okay. Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Okay. Oh.
You know what I was going to say?
She's not a naturopath.
Yeah, that's true. I know. That's why I knew.
But I apparently qualify for iron transfusions because I am so low in iron that eventually could turn into anemia. And a lot of times people wait to cure it until you have literally anemia. But that's why my hands and feet are always cold. It can also be a sign of my anxiety, depression. But anyways, I am off birth control, which is feeling really good. I'm like 5 days in, so I'll keep you guys updated with that. Acne, a little bit of flare up here and there. Sex drive, still really low. And here's my straight kind of moment.
Okay.
So last night I was, these wigs came in the mail and I was like, ooh, spicy. So I put the wig on, having fun with it, took it off. Pat tried it on. He was laughing. We were having a good time. And then he was like feeling a little frisky, and my sex drive, like I've mentioned, birth control, anxiety, not sure what it is, very low lately. And I was kind of joking around and I put the wig back on and I'm like, well, Sophie's not horny, but Sylvia's horny. And I was like walking around. He's like, oh, Sylvia. Like we were faking the foreplay, like yeah. Completely faking it. Like, oh yeah, but Sophie's not here anymore. Like just like weird shit.
Oh my God.
And he was playing along. Totally. I was totally faking it.
Yeah.
And then I started to like kind of get into it a little bit.
Oh my.
The next thing you know, I'm real horny and we had sex.
And you had the wig on.
I had the wig on for like half the time.
Okay, then, but amazing.
And then I took it off. But
and you go, psych, like, Sylvia's gone now.
Yeah, Sophie's
back,
Sophie's back, bitch. But I don't know if this is a sign for other people to try this little wig thing or just, it was just like I was a different person and like Sophie's not horny, but Sylvia was. And then I kind of got into it. It was fun.
Can I borrow your wig?
I think you should do the blonde.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh my God, but I feel like this one's more of like a, oh my God.
Do I look like I'm sweating really bad?
I feel like this, I'm sweating so much because of this, how much heat is on my head right now. I feel like this one's like a, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to bump into you.
No, yours could be hot AF.
Like a, what if I have like an all leather outfit?
Yes.
Okay. I saw this one online at HalloweenCostumes.com. And hey, the boobs were cut out.
That's the place you do. You'll see me
the
there.
The boobs were cut out and it was just like a X over the nipple.
Wait, I'm not.
Which could be something.
HalloweenCostumes.com does not do those kind of costumes.
Oh, well, never mind.
I'll tell you that one.
I think it was you in the photo.
Oh, no, crazy. I bet they photoshopped my friend Vanessa's boobs on me because they do that often.
What?
Because she has the best boobs. Shout out, Vanessa.
Oh, my God.
And they'll take sometimes my face and her boobs. Isn't that crazy?
Are you kidding?
No. So like the shit you see online, by the way, those hot girls in the Halloween costumes,
totally
there's like
edited.
Pieces of like every model to make the one perfect human being. Is that crazy?
That is so like disturbing in a way.
Oh,
you know
my
what I mean?
God.
Like, let's just be real. That's the worst part. Can we just go into this for a second? Ben, yeah. I know you have a straight candid moment, don't you? Crap.
I do. Oh, but you okay. Can go into it. Go into
no,
it.
No, all I was going to say was like, you order, you're like, oh my God. Theoretically, I would love to be a sexy little nurse, like in my tiny little outfit. Ooh, oh my God. And like, it's going to look so cute. I'm going to have a little bib on.
With that little
wig. And a little
wig.
Hat and a little wig. And then you put on the outfit and you feel like a freaking, like literally a stuffed sausage link. It never looks how it's supposed to look. It's always the cheap ass material that you literally, I'll never wear this again.
Yep.
I paid $50 or $60 on the ugliest costume and now it's too like slutty, too horny. Too slutty to wear to any party because everyone's gonna be like, oh my goodness, your hoochie is out.
But also,
you know
like,
what I mean? But also, that's yeah. Kind of like a
oh,
queen
shit.
Status, but you know
we
what I mean?
We gotta talk about this. Should we pause quick? Okay, pause quick, kay. Ben. Oh my God, that
Ben
feels
turned on
so
a fan
because,
oh my Christ, these wigs, they really radiate some freaking heat. Oh, that feels so much good.
Wow.
Oh God, that's good.
Yes.
There it is. Oh, that's great.
Perfect.
That's so
all right,
good.
Ben, your straight cannon moment.
He's running.
It's okay. I'll fix it.
Yeah. Straight-handed moment. Two things. Number one, you guys, I meant to say this on the last episode, but we had to rush into it. You guys, for my birthday, you guys took me to dinner, and I don't know if I told you guys this, but I almost like canceled it because it was probably like the last week was the most like anxious week of my life.
Aww.
I think it was just a combination of everything going on. And then also me being like, it's my birthday. I'm turning 25. That's so weird. Like, you know, it's one more year that I'm not, you know, exactly where I want to be at or whatever. And so I decided not to cancel, which I was so happy about because that dinner was exactly what I needed for my mental health. Because it just reminded me of, like, you know, trying to get places, like trying to move up in your job or in your life is like always going to be there. But like, you got to really like enjoy the moments where you guys just go to a nice sushi shop and spill the tea and talk about everything that's going on in your lives. And especially for you guys, I feel like we show up and only thing we talk about is straight candid. No. And we all just sat down and we were like, okay, so what's going on? Like, what's the tea? Like, what's the gossip? And I didn't realize until after, I was like, whoa, I needed that.
And I bet you were more productive later in the night because you had a little moment to like not think about work. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. It was just like a nice refresher. I always kind of like, oh no, I need to get work done. I can't do this fun thing. But then you never really realize like you need the fun things to really like make the high anxiety things worth it. I guess that makes sense. So that was my little like straight candid realization.
Oh, Ben.
I love that. I've also came to that realization the past like month and a half. Yeah. I've been doing a little more social things and like taking time outside, not working as much on the weekends because I just, I haven't. And it has made me, my mental health so much better. Because like,
you have to.
Yeah. Like I wasn't even like engaging in conversations that didn't have to do with work, like constantly. And then when I started doing that, it like, there's like more of a meaning to my life. Like it felt
you
a little
need
different.
To have that. And yeah. It doesn't mean that you have like a straight up like, oh, it's obvious my passion and my path. It just means like I'm going instead of rushing to this to get to this to get to this. You're like, I'm enjoying a Saturday morning where I didn't work out and I don't feel bad about it. I actually really, really like just sitting outside and having coffee and that's it. Mm-hmm. And like I literally, when it strokes 5 o'clock, my computer strokes when the clock strokes.
Okay, Margaret.
Margaret is sexual.
Margaret, sorry for stroking your clock. When the clock strokes, whatever, hits fucking 5 p.m. Jesus. When it hits 5 p.m., I close my laptop. I am done. I am literally done for at least my daytime job because I cannot go any deeper or further. And the minute it like, let's go. Okay.
Deeper, the further minute, stroking.
The
clocks.
Minute it thrusts into my day.
That one was good.
I'm just kidding. Oh my God. I'm sweating. I love it here. Oh my God, I can't even get out what I'm going to say.
Because everything
is just so sexual in this wig. I can't believe myself. Anyway, I don't remember what I was going to say. The minute it crosses over into my personal time, it's immediate anxiety. Yeah. Like it's immediately like it's violating my personal like time. And I get wigged out, and then I'm wigged out until the next day because I'm like, I didn't have time to do all my things. Wigged out with anxiety.
Out. Creative.
That was our episode a year ago.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're right.
Okay, also, I think Straight Candid's birthday is like any minute now.
Coming up.
I think it's like
right now.
Literally right now. Actually,
I'll check for you guys.
Yeah.
I think my gut is telling me it's October 16th, but I have no idea.
We'll find out. I literally to everything you said, retweet. I even like this weekend, I literally just laid in the leaves and listened to the leaves for like an hour, and it was beautiful.
That sounds really dreamy.
It was dreamy.
It's dreamy to slow down. Mm-hmm. It really is.
It's beautiful.
Okay. What the hell are you being for Halloween? I gotta know, because you said you were like, I'm between two.
So I'm in between the funny route or the sexy route.
Okay.
Like every girl's, you know, biggest issue right now coming around October. It's like, what do you choose? So there may be a costume change involved, I think. Because right now we ordered these big hippo costumes.
Wait, funny.
So we're both like these big old hippos, and we're going to play the song from Madagascar, like, I like 'em big, I like 'em chunky, I like 'em round with something, something. So like, that's a great song. We think it'd be funny. We also like tried them on and was like humping each other in it. It's just funny. So that's a good option. But then, okay, I'm going to get your take because maybe I scratch the hippo idea.
Okay.
Because Pat falls along with anything.
Are they fun though?
The hippos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you a video.
Okay.
But the other thing is like, so Pat actually came up with this one. He was like kind of kidding, but now I'm kind of like, that'd actually be so sexy.
Wait, what?
So like, he's my sex slave, so he has to be on like his hands and knees and puts like a ball gag in his mouth, and he's on a leash, and I'm in like this all leather outfit, like whipping him, and he's my sex slave. So I feel like both are kind of bad
oh
right
my
now.
God.
Like I really, we didn't really have an idea. So we ordered the hippo costumes and then he was joking about the sex slave one. We're like, we're just going to like a small Halloween gathering. So it's not like I'm going to be
what
like,
is the Halloween party?
I'm not going to be like out at the, just our friend's like apartment. So I'm not going to be like out at freaking the bars in a hippo costume or this. But so that's why it depends where you're going.
I know
going.
It kind of does because that one people would be like, whoa, because it's BDSM is basically what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, so, if it's fun for you, I just think if I saw someone in a gag, I'd be like, whoa, where's the convention or something like that? You know what I mean? I don't know. Is that horrible of me to say?
No.
But not in a bad way. I'm not like judging it. I'm just like, oh, I wonder where they're going. Like,
I'm
going
to be completely honest. I didn't put a lot of thought this year. So it's like the hippo costumes are probably the go-to.
They're pretty freaking funny. I will say Jordan has done blow-up costumes 2 years in a row. And he's
he's a little bit obsessed.
He
loves the blow up costumes.
Yeah, and he won't let me be a man. It's really sad. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But I just have to go along with that. And there's very limited things you can do. Oh, they're kind of cute. They're kind of funny.
I'm showing her our hippo costumes.
Oh my God, and they're pretending to do a lot of dirty things with their hippo costumes. Okay. No, I'm kidding. Wait, do you have any guess that I'm going to be?
I have no idea.
Not a clue.
Give me some hints. Let's guess together. Are you wearing a wig?
Not on my head.
What? On your pubes?
Does that work? Do you get what I'm saying, Ben? Ben knows what I'm being.
No, that doesn't make
my hair will not be covered or will be like partially covered.
That's better. That's better.
Okay. Is it a couple's costume?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
Jordan's being me and I'm being Jordan.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So you can be a dude.
I can be a dude finally. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
What is he going to do?
Okay, so you want to hear the details? It's hilarious. He got leggings from Amazon that are orange. He's cutting them so that they're little biker shorts. Okay.
Cute.
He's wearing high Nike socks and Ons. Okay.
Yep.
He got a one shoulder Amazon crop bra. White top.
Literally you.
You, me. Yep. And then the Hanes one that we both have off Amazon, the oversized hoodie.
Yep.
Has like a like little cover up that'll put off his shoulders. He got a coaching microphone.
Shut up.
I swear to God. And a brown long wig. And then he can't figure out what to do for the, oh, he got a phone, mini phone ring light. So it's on the phone like this. So he can be like,
so he's like influencing. Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. What are you going to do for Jordan?
Okay. For me, I'm putting my hair up all into a hat. That's a Bitcoin hat, like a cryptocurrency hat.
Cute.
I have a golf men's shirt. That's navy blue with golf navy blue pants. I need to borrow someone's golf shoes. Shout out if anyone can give me those. That'd be wonderful.
What size are you?
I'm a size 8 or cute. 8.5. Okay. I'm going to wear a beard. I got a brown beard. Okay. So I'm going to have my hair up. I'm wearing a beard. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm putting it on. It won't be like long. It's going to be like on my face, facial hair, basically.
Yes.
I'm going to end up drawing it on if that doesn't
work.
That's
so good.
I got blue contacts. I'm going to do an empty like golf bag with a few like golf clubs coming out of it. Jordan's going to go get me a few funny ones. And then I'm going to have one like golf glove on and some tees and like a big fake gold watch.
Oh
my God. And I forget what the last thing is. I think I'm going to have money coming out of my pockets, like fake money. Just because you guys, we make this joke about Jordan. He's just so like, he's so responsible, but like it makes no sense. I don't want to get into it, but either way, he's just hilarious.
So
sometimes I'm like, who are you? Like,
that
what is this?
Amazing.
It's going to be really
that.
Fun.
That's a really great couple's costume.
Yeah.
Too. If you've been dating for a bit and your friends know who your boyfriend is or girlfriend is, what a great idea.
And I haven't told anyone yet. So
she's like, she goes, I haven't told anyone. No one's going to know.
Oh,
I'm like,
my God. I'm so bummed.
This is going to drop before Halloween. She's pissed.
What is wrong with my brain
today?
No, it's
okay because
it's
only a few days before and maybe they won't listen.
They probably will. They're really avid listeners. Shit. Don't say you're anything, you guys. You know who you are.
Either way, I'm just excited for the photos.
I can't
wait.
Instagram
photos are going to be so good.
What I think we'll do is like I'll take a video of us like hugging like a day before, like when we look normal, you know what I mean? Like dress normal. And then I'll put it together with a video of us like hugging and I'll be like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Acting like each other. I think that would be hilarious.
Make a little TikTok.
Like a little TikTok or something like that.
Isn't it funny how like, how it's changed from trick-or-treating to like going door-to-door. Like that was the fun behind Halloween. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, we got to get the fucking Instagram. Like, well, you have to.
No, you have to.
You have to.
No, you have to.
You have to. Have to.
Yeah.
But I honestly probably won't if I'm a hippo. So
no, but okay. 2 years ago, I was a sexy costume. Oh, and yeah. I kid you not, the entire night until I got really drunk, I was so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's my problem, is like, I actually think it's kind of fun to be sexy. To me, it's way more fun to be funny. But if you're in between of the clever and you're neither, that's when I feel most awkward. Like,
yeah.
Last year I was Boo from Monsters,
that
Inc.
That was cute.
It was cute, but it wasn't like, I was just wearing a giant pink shirt and I felt like, I'm like, wow, I look really frumpy right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe that's just because we like to go out and we like to dress up.
The best option, I think, is like, my best costumes have been, if you can pull this off, it's hard though.
Funny, sexy.
To do funny, sexy.
How? What? Because, give an example.
So like, 1 year, me and my ex-boyfriend, we were Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. And my Barnacle Boy costume is, you know, you put like the purple shells over your boobies.
Yep.
I think I still wore like a t-shirt underneath it, but it was like a tight orange one and like V-cut, like my boobs were out.
Oh.
Booty shorts with like we made the costumes. So that was the one time I think I pulled off funny hot. But
Barnacle Boy?
I was Mermaid.
Oh,
Man.
Merman!
No,
sorry,
wait.
Or Mermaid.
Yeah,
Man.
I was Merman.
It's funny that you're like, was that was my sexy costume.
But, no, I'm just or example, like my friend is like, you can do Captain Underpants. That's always
that
a good go-to, like the Hanes underwear.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Like the really good white underwear with like a cape and like a nude top with like high boots. That's kind of funny hot. You can also do like the Edna Mode from, is it
Edna Mode? Yeah.
No. There's one from, I forget what it is.
I thought it was Incredibles. I do remember. Have a list. Should I read through just a few if you need an idea?
Let's keep talking about like categories first. Okay. I like that, but okay,
I made them because I don't like to think about costumes when I have to.
People are going to want to
know.
I'll
give you less than 10, okay?
Okay, let's
hear. Said Ariana Grande. I think that one's kind of overdone now. Sorry.
Been there, done that.
Christina Aguilera because I wanted to wear assless chaps. Sims characters, Drake and Josh, Spy Kids, Holes, Guy Fieri and a Piece of Meat. That's what Jordan and I were going to do last year, but we didn't end up doing
that's
that one.
Good.
Colorful Cowgirl, Kim Possible, Nacho Libre, Step Brothers. I've
Me
seen
and
that
Pat
one done.
Almost was, we were going to do Nacho Libre and I was going to be the nun, but I said that might be a little, I don't want to, I don't
you
want
to. You don't want to like toy with something,
anyone,
I know.
Yeah.
Sandy Cheeks and Larry the Lobster. Let's see, Blades of Glory. I saw my friends do this. Ricky Bobby and Trophy Wife. I think that one's so funny. Dorothy and Scarecrow, and then Filter and No Filter. So we were almost did this where I would be like Filter. I'd get really dressed up and Jordan would get the exact same outfit and do like really bad makeup and do No Filter.
That'd be really good if you had a twin.
It's kind of funny. No, but then the point is he looks like a man. Like your No Filter is like, you know, like makeup really messy.
I get
like a wig, like crooked wig and like a bad outfit. You know what I mean?
One question.
It's like, I don't know.
You wrote thumb down on there. What does that mean?
Did I really?
Yeah.
That's nothing. That's nothing. It doesn't matter.
It said thumb.
No, I'm kidding. It's thumb is from Spy Kids.
Oh my God. That's good.
I said sexy Willy Wonka. Or like a sexy cowgirl. I just think that would be so fun to wear. Maybe I do want to do sexy. I think I'm back up for a sexier after this. But like a bikini top.
After this year,
a bedazzled hat with like little like jewels coming down. Little high like, you know, cowboy boots.
That's like
that's kind of sexy fun.
It's like bachelorette type shit.
I know
I
it is.
It.
I kind of love that.
But I also think going into Halloween, like if you feel like you can embody that sexiness, do it. If you know you're going to be uncomfortable, don't fucking force yourself to do it. Like,
yep.
I do think there's a line of like who you are. Like if you can embody it do it and you walk in with confidence, that's what's going to make your outfit good. If you walk in shy and you're in a sexy outfit, like it just doesn't work.
It doesn't
so
vibe.
Like, if you're sexy, own that shit and don't regret it and don't let people stare at you and make you feel like you don't own it. That's
don't
all
walk
I
in
say.
And like be like, do I look weird? Do I like look like some awkward? Like just be that confident being in your outfit. But I will say we did a poll and 75% of people like on our podcast, Instagram story, they were like, no, we're doing funny this year. So I feel like this year is going to be more funny and I don't know why.
Or
I
think it's in the girls that listen to us.
Or
are
maybe. Oh, me? I'm like this year, all of Halloween, 75% of individuals are going to be funny.
I just think the like, Canada listeners, the Canada listeners know what's up. I bet you guys
they
will
do.
Be funny, but you're going to have some sexy funny ones in there.
And
I just feel it.
God, if you have two Halloween parties, which I'm not that popular, but if you did, do a little bit of both, honey.
Yeah.
Or save the next one for next year. Do sexy next year. Whatever you want to do.
In college, I think I had like 4 Halloween. It was like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
There was so much pressure. Outfits.
Talk about that. Because a lot of listeners in college right now, because I totally agree. It's like you never know what you're going to walk into. Am I going to be too dressed up? Am I going to be dressed down? Is everyone going to be sexy or am I going to be the only sexy one? Should I just be really funny and then you're the only one that walks in a hippo costume and you have all these like cute slutty cowgirls all around?
God, I know.
It's like I don't care what people think about me 90% of the time. But when it comes to a Halloween party in college, when I was in college, it was like, fuck, I got to plan ahead. I got to get my shit a month prior. I got to make sure I have everything put together. It's fucking stressful.
It's stressful. It's really freaking stressful. And I'll say Halloween at the U looked completely different from Halloween at ASU. I'll just tell you that. Let's just say dressed up as, okay, go ahead.
ASU was a lingerie with cat ears.
Every single person was in lingerie. I'm exaggerating just a hair, but let me put it this way. I borrowed someone's sexy Harry Potter costume. First of all, what is going on? Literally had like a zigzag on my forehead, like Harry Potter. Like what the, and a little tied top with a really push up bra, like with my boobs out and a tiny little mini skirt and a crop top. And high socks, and I was dressed the most covered out of anybody there. And that is I'm not exaggerating. That is the truth. And I literally was like, oh my God, I'm not, like, this is way too much. And I show up and I'm like, what the fuck?
You're like, people would literally, covered.
You know what the most common costume was?
What? Thong?
It was a thong lingerie set with a see-through lace bra, and you wore either devil horns or angel wings, and it was red versus white lingerie. And for the record, I know I never wore that, by the way. I could never show my nipple. I can't even show my nipple to Jordan. I literally can't. I don't know why I don't like when people see my nipple. It's weird. I don't know. I'm so like, oh, geez. Sorry about that, everyone. Like, everybody has them.
Do you cover your nipples when you guys have sex?
No, I don't actually. I've been really like, but I'm thinking about them being out, I guess. Nothing's wrong with my nipples, by the way. They don't look weird. They're actually really cute. But
I was wondering about anyway, if you had a little.
No, yeah. But there is a lot of pressure in college, and I feel like my best advice, what would your best advice be for somebody in college right now trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do and just feeling confident?
My best piece of advice would be make sure you try your costume on before the night comes because you don't want to be stressing out on that night. Like something doesn't work, something doesn't fit. You actually realize you don't like what you're wearing, and then you're like, fuck, what do I do? Plan ahead, know what you're wearing. And also make sure it's something you know you're going to feel comfortable in. Whether that be, I know I'm going to look good in this and I want to dress sexy. It's all about the confidence. Do it. Or if you know you're going to be like, I'm going to end up being uncomfortable in this and I already know that, don't do it. Like, make sure you feel comfortable. For me in college, I remember we would have to go outside and walk to house parties. And it's cold. And I refused to wear any type of outfit where I would have to be freezing walking from house to house. So I would somehow like find like a, you know, like some sort of costume that I could still like make sexy a little bit, but like make sure I was wearing pants.
Yeah, I agree.
And like I would for sure bring my winter coat, like plan ahead and just make sure that you are confident in it. And that's kind of like all you got to say about it.
I will say my friend was T-Pain one year when we were all sexy. And then she just showed up as T-Pain with like a top hat and like a big necklace. And I kid you not, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. It lightened the mood. We had the best night because of it. We danced our asses off at a house party and just with a DJ. And we were just like all like, oh. And it was one of my favorite college memories. And it was all because she was wearing a funny costume.
And that's the other category. Yeah. Is it's funny, it's sexy, it's sexy funny, or it's realistic.
And it's hilarious.
And realistic is also a really good option. Like if you know you look like fucking Ariana Grande and you dress like her and do it. If you you look like, I don't know, Patrick because your skin tone, what were we going to say, Ben?
Oh, no. Finish what you were saying.
Do it. Like realistic is such a good, like the freaking so T-Pain good. Is hilarious.
It was like the top hat was everything. It was a huge top hat that and a black suit.
And you girls are, white and you guys so are funny. All in like these little mini skirts and she's like, what up, bro?
I just wanted to emphasize, make sure your Halloween costume is done before. Because last year I also did Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
You did?
And I glued on the seashells, like 2 hours before we were supposed to go out.
Oh.
Like, as soon as I put on the shirt, those bitches were flying off, and it just looked, because of the glue, it just looked like my nipples were lactating.
Oh, my God. You're kidding
That's
me.
That's hilarious.
Ben.
So, I mean, but to put my own two cents in it, like, I think Halloween is just, like, another way companies can make money. It's so stupid.
It is.
But
it's
like,
so true.
Well, I mean, not that you shouldn't have fun with it, but, like, take the pressure off, I guess. Like, that was still a fun night because then I got to go around people saying, yeah, my nipples are lactating. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, make it your own thing. Don't put the pressure on. I think it's a little bit harder when you're in college and you're a girl.
I've been sitting like this whole time.
What?
Am I sweaty?
No, like this hand has been doing this whole time. Like, the claw. No, but
it's so that you have easy access
to. Yeah, I'm like, and you're right here.
My other piece of advice is, if you plan ahead, I think it's okay to do, like, the piece by piece on Amazon. Like, that makes sense. Like, if you think it's cheaper, but sometimes after you buy all those little things on Amazon, you create your own costume, it ends up being the price of what you would have just paid for a costume that had everything you needed. So if that's the case and you don't have to be, go to a Halloween website, order the whole costume. Sometimes that's not a bad idea, even for, like, a backup plan if you're really worried about it.
Yeah.
Like, you have a whole costume that you know you can throw on. HalloweenCostumes.com, shout out.
She's
it out.
She's a model.
You'll see me and my friend Vanessa all over that site.
I should
site.
Be a model for them, but
they've
I have
you.
Not. Yeah, I have not made it the trek out to
It's honestly
Mankato.
Such a fun job.
I would do it. I just... Actually, will you let me know if they need me again?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
cool.
I will.
I want to say this funny little story of one time I went over to my grandma's house. Oh, grandma. This is going to be a little bit of a hard holiday, I won't lie, because Halloween was her favorite. She had like 60 masks in her house that she would put on stands all over her house. Like, she loved Halloween. One year she put a haunted house in her basement, and I was old enough. Like, I think I was in high school, and we were like, yeah, okay, grandma, whatever. It's not going to be that scary. Little did we know, she hired the neighbor to go work the haunted house in her basement, unfinished basement.
Oh,
and so
God.
We're down there like looking around, and we're like, my grandma scared me, and she like took off her mask. She's like, ah, you guys are so hilarious. And we walk around the corner, and this random like creature comes out of the wall. And I was like, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Who the hell are you? She hired the neighbor. I'm like, you are so freaking extra. But I went
that
over
is
there.
So funny.
God, I went over there, and we used to do pumpkin carvings at our house every year. Okay. And I wore a costume, and obviously, I had been a rapper 6 years in a row, okay?
Okay.
And a rapper gangster.
The fact that I was a princess like 10 years in a row and you were a rapper.
I was a rapper gangster.
That is so funny.
It was very specific in my costume. I will post pictures. Anywho, and I was there and we're carving pumpkins and I hear this woman, my grandma's friend, lean over to this other woman. She goes, and how old is her grandson? And she goes, what grandson? She goes, that one right there, points right at me. Oh, little did she know, I am not a man. I am a woman.
You must have pulled off that costume pretty well.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
So you tell me, was it hate or was it the best compliment of your
exactly,
life?
Exactly,
thank
girl.
You.
If
thank
you, get
you.
If you get mistaken for the opposite gender and you're dressed as the opposite gender on Halloween, good for you.
I know. I felt so empowered. I'm serious. I loved being a boy when I was younger. Loved, love, 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 love.
You
loved.
Still do.
I like wigs. I just think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. What are you looking at like that
so
for?
Yeah, to wrap up the costumes, we got the four types.
Yeah.
We got the realistic, you know, we got the sexy, we got the sexy funny, we got the funny. But there's one type of woman on Halloween, and it is a non-judgmental, candid bitch, okay? So don't slut shame. Let the girls wear what they want. If you're judging another woman on their looks, why?
Reel it in.
Reel it in. Reel it in. Reel it in. You feel funny, she feels sexy, okay? Moving on. Like, I love when girls wear what they want to wear, and I hate when other girls are, like, looking at you up and down because you look good. You know what I mean?
You're fine. Like,
you're
relax.
Fine. You're fine.
Here's the thing. Stop letting everybody else's things be your issues for you. Sorry, that voice. It's like a little frog in my throat. Stop being like, but seriously, don't internalize those things. Like, so what? She looks hot. Don't be a hater.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, don't be a hater on the girl that thought she looked hilarious and her costume is kind of bad. You too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's okay. It's fine. It doesn't bother. It shouldn't bother you so much. Why don't you worry about your own business?
And that's the thing. I feel like everyone is so worried about their own shit on Halloween anyway.
I know.
So like, do I look good?
And they're like, no, get a good picture. I'm like, I'm literally in a costume. Yeah. I don't even look like myself. No one is going to be able to tell if that one was a good one versus that one, FYI.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I will say the best costume I have seen in a long time, my friend and her boyfriend were Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Violet Beauregard, and she had like blue on her nose and a white wig. It was good. Like really, really good.
That's good.
Yeah. So if you need ideas, hope you have a good Halloween.
Good Halloween.
Do you have a favorite Halloween candy, by the way?
Yeah. I mean, Reese's pumpkins. I'm obsessed with Reese's pumpkins. What? No, they're, it's better than the regular Reese's because it's like filled peanut butter. I have a whole bag right now in my house.
I don't like those very much.
Are you kidding?
No.
Do you not like peanut butter and chocolate?
I do like peanut butter and chocolate, but I don't. Okay.
I have one a day. It's like a thing. I'm like, I was telling Pat, I'm like, a Reese's a day keeps the doctor away. And then he's like, more like three Reese's. I'm like, shut up. I'm like, shut up.
Patrick. I like Butterfingers, I think.
Oh, I love Butterfingers.
Yeah.
It's like it's stuck in my teeth.
I do, but I kind of love that part of it.
Oh, yeah.
That you get to pick it out and then you're like, ooh, yummy.
You're like five hours later at your meeting and then you're like, ooh, I just got a taste of Butterfinger. God,
we're kind of messed up, aren't we? Everyone listening is like, wow, they're like really showing their true colors.
They literally know what it's like to eat that leftover Butterfinger. Don't you lie.
I love this, but I thought this was going to also be like wigged out. Like we're wigged out with something.
Yeah, no.
No, it isn't.
It was all Halloween chat. What else do you do on Halloween? Like you carve the pumpkins. Do you roast the pumpkin seeds?
No.
Oh my God, have you? It's so freaking good.
I have.
Put a little paprika, a little garlic, a little onion powder, a little olive oil, roast that shit in the oven. Oh.
Really?
Yeah, my mom would do it. I think she has a better like thing of seasonings. You can look up like roasted pumpkin seeds, but genius idea. Really healthy, high in protein. Good for you. Move on. Yeah.
I have a few things. I think fall coming leading up, I have like a few things I have to do. I have to have a fall day, and that does not mean going to an apple orchard, but like it just means like having a fall day. Remember,
yes,
I texted you?
Yes.
And I need to go to a haunted house. That is my other thing this year that I have to do. Like, I will go into a haunted house.
I don't like that.
I love haunted hayrides.
Remember in high school where you want to go with your like high school crushes and your middle school crushes so you can get
hold
close to them
hand?
And then you could like cuddle up.
Like this, like, oh my God, I'm so scared. No, I'm not. Bitch.
Okay, I have a question for you. I have a question for you,
oh
Sid.
Oh my God, is that my tooth in there?
She hit her tooth so hard on the microphone.
Did I literally put a hole in my tooth? Hold on.
She chipped her one of these days, Sid will chip her tooth on the microphone.
God, I look like a caricature. Okay, what?
Okay, my question for you is, do you believe in ghosts?
I'd like to think that they're spirits, but yes, I do.
Well, I got some straight candid listener ghost stories for you.
Okay, I'm so ready for this. I'm not going to lie. I am so ready.
The first one is...
Let me cross my legs and get comfortable.
Absolutely crazy. Oh, crap. My other friend just texted me back because I remember in high school, she told me a few really crazy ones because her family went through like all these like paranormal moments and she had all these crazy stories, but I couldn't remember them. And I just texted her today and she texted back and said like, oh yeah, I'll share with you, but I don't have them. So
shoot.
Poop. But I do have one that is actually pretty crazy.
I'm kind of scared. Grab your popcorn, everybody.
My friend Claire Sherman, she said I could shout her out. Her mom has this story and I had her text it to me today.
Okay.
So also shout out to Stray Cannon listeners who wrote in your ghost stories. This one was just one of my favorites, so I'm going to share it. Okay, here it goes. Girls trip in Maine. I traveled with a bunch of my girlfriends to Portland, Maine. We stayed at a bed and breakfast on the ocean. We all got settled in. I shared a room with three other friends. The two beds in our room had two sconces coming off the headboard for lighting. That's like the light that like come off the wall. So it's like a, do you know
okay.
what I mean?
I know what you're talking
so
about.
So like
yeah.
the lights go directly from the wall out. The lamps.
Okay.
The lamps, excuse me. Yes. Okay. So two sconces coming off the headboard for lighting. We went to bed that first night and I woke up in the middle of the night and saw a little girl, a spirit, sitting on my friend in the bed next to me. When I saw her, she quickly looked at me, scared, but her eyes were shut. You couldn't see her eyes. In my mind, I was telling her it was okay and I'm not going to hurt you. I didn't speak, but it was like we were talking through our minds. I closed my eyes and opened them slowly, and she was playing with something on the headboard on the sconces that I couldn't see because it was dark. I fell back to sleep. And she's had other like seeings, like she's seen other things before apparently. Then she goes, I woke up the next morning and quickly looked at the headboard. Here, my friend had hung her necklaces on the sconces. I couldn't believe it. So the little girl was playing with her jewelry that night. We all went down to breakfast, and I told my friends about what had happened. Everyone was creeped out. We were sitting in the living room, and there was a book on the history of the home. I found out that years ago that this was an orphanage, and that was the room many kids stayed in. I've seen other spirits in my life, but this one was so vivid and one that I will never forget. Isn't that crazy?
Holy Jiminy Christmas.
Oh, I don't like that.
I got chills on all on my right leg. I love hearing them, though. Like, I know people are probably listening and they're like, sorry if you're in the dark right now. And you're like, oh my God, great. I'm going to bed, haters. Like, geez.
It's like that feeling that you get where you don't know if you're like excited, sad, yes, creeped out, like in awe. Like, it's just like a head to toe, like, feeling where you're like, whoa.
I feel like I grew up experiencing stuff. So, like, to me, it's just, it's more interesting than it is scary. I don't know how else to describe it.
Because your mom came on last year and shared some crazy ghost stories. So if you do want to hear more ghost stories, if you really liked that, go listen. Also, we do know that some people maybe don't believe in this and do believe in this and whatever. So we weren't going to dedicate a whole episode to it. But I will say, like, for me personally, none of this has happened to me. So I have a hard, like, I don't not believe, but I, you know, don't necessarily believe either. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if it has happened to me firsthand, obviously I would believe in it. And I have many close acquaintances, you, your mom, who is like, this has happened and there's no explanation. And I'm like, holy shit.
I mean, I will say this is really, really random, but there's like weird things where I just know that I'm talking to someone or not. Like, for instance, when my grandma passed away, recently, I was on a boat. This is going to sound so random. Just bear with me. On a boat playing bingo.
That's the other thing about these stories. It's like not only scary, but like you can talk to people that are dead.
That are passed.
Family.
Yeah. She had just passed and we just celebrated her funeral. I was on a boat playing bingo for this like charity event. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll play. And I grabbed like one of the cards and I'm playing there and I'm like literally not winning. So I'm not really paying attention. And then I looked out on the lake because my grandma used to live on Lake Minnetonka too. And I was like, grandma, if you're out there listening, like I want to win bingo. I was like, because we just so would have that conversation. And I kind of laughed to myself and I'm like, it's just so like my grandma to like want to like help me win and just be annoying or whatever. And I literally won bingo. Not kidding.
And you said it in your head.
It in my head. I looked out on the water and I was like, I'm going to win bingo. Grandma, if you're here, like just give me a sign that you're like listening and still here and like going to be around.
Bingo.
And I won bingo.
That's funny.
That's kind of sick. I won a guitar.
I have a story that's actually very related to that.
Okay.
So... it was from a listener who wrote in, I thought I screenshotted the whole thing, but it looks like.
Isn't that it? Isn't that the slide?
Yeah, but I don't know why it's like.
Why don't you go to that person then? If it's too.
What is
mine has
happening?
Done that too.
I can't even go to the person. Okay, whatever. I'm just going to read it. What is going on with my camera roll today?
Mine does that too, where you can click on the photo, but then you can't see the name on the top. It's like it's restricting you to like.
Oh.
Okay, I can remember that.
We could go to her right now when I start reading. Okay. I don't love scary paranormal stories, so two cute snippets based on the same paranormal theory. My family has had this saying of pennies from heaven. So if you see a penny, it's a gift from a loved one in heaven. I was staying with my aunt in Illinois right after my grandma died. I live in another state, but was able to be there for her passing. I went to grab my towel from her bedroom so I could quickly shower. When I picked up the towel, a penny came out and it fell on the floor. No one had been in the room but me, and I hadn't put a penny there, so there was no way for that to be there. It was my grandma saying hi.
Aww.
Recently, my boyfriend also lost his uncle very, very tragically and unexpectedly. We went to an Alzheimer's walk for his grandmother who passed 20 plus years ago, but his uncle had been extremely involved in the organization, so they front yard signs with both their photos on it that were able to take home. When my boyfriend went to get them out of the trunk, there were two pennies sitting on top of each of the signs, one for his grandma and one for another for his uncle. Aww. The signs were on top of everything else, so nothing could have spilled pennies out onto the signs. They were just sitting there, laying there.
Oh my God.
I know they aren't scary, but paranormal, of course. Even if you don't share, I hope you both find some solitude in them.
Wow. I love hearing stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm like,
it's
wow.
So, I don't know. It just makes me feel special.
And I don't want to relate this to Halloween because that's different.
No,
like,
no.
That's great. But if you can find the meaning in life and meaning in some ones that have passed.
I don't know. There's like beautiful things in that. There's also like non-beautiful things too, because there's the other side where it's scary. And I've been to that one too.
There was a few listeners that were talking about. Like,
it gives me anxiety.
You remember the Ouija boards?
I will literally never, ever touch one of those. I know I have a story about a friend and I should just give you the like mini version. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
So I refuse to touch them because I know better. And my parents, my mom, I should say, they played with Ouija boards and they had a lot of like issues with spirits in their house. They grew up in a house that was built in the 1800s. And long story short, my mom talks about this in an episode too, but she had seen these specific ghosts sitting in her front porch, but you can't get into that front porch from the outside. It was like, it's called something in old houses. I forget what it's called. And she would go down at like 3 a.m. to get water and they'd be sitting in there and they are inside the house. And her sisters and her were talking about it like 2 years ago and realized that they had all seen the same ghost just at different times of the night in different times of their lives. Anywho, the Ouija board story, I just had to say that because I was like, holy crap, it's giving me like the heebie-jeebies. Ouija board story. I was telling friends a story about a ghost and my one guy friend in high school was like, by the way, do not play with Ouija boards. I have to tell you something, but I don't feel really comfortable opening up and telling a lot of people. So he looks at me and he's like, I'm going to tell you a story. So long story short, his aunt, passed away and they were staying at the aunt's house, getting everything ready for moving it out and like selling the house. Okay. So he is napping in what would be her guest bedroom and he's laying in there and the covers rip off of him. And he's like, that was weird, but maybe I was just like being restless in my sleep, even though he's like, I knew that wasn't what it was. Okay. Tries to nap again. The dresser falls over.
Oh my God.
Like dresser falls over. And he's like, it could have been a top heavy. Like could have been a lot of things, right? Like top heavy.
That would have been like, I'm getting the fuck
no,
out
literally
of here.
Just weird things start happening. Things are moving around, all this stuff. And he's like, oh my God. So he leaves, comes back the next day. They're all like working on it. And he takes a little nap because they're just all tired. You know, they lost somebody they really, really love. He takes a nap and I kid you not, he looks over in the windowsill is a white fluorescent, like see-through, like embodiment of his aunt, like sitting there. Just in sunlight. Like it's not nighttime. It's not a spooky time. She's in the windowsill.
Wow.
The scariest thing is he showed me a photo. He took a photo and I saw it with my own two eyes and it is very clear as day. It is a woman and you can tell it's his aunt. Like he showed me a picture of her and I was like, holy Jiminy Christmas. Turns out they're very religious, and so they didn't necessarily believe in paranormal activity, like ghosts, different people in the passing, in the spirits world. And they brought a priest over, and he staged the house, and he was like, is there a Ouija board here? And they went down to the storage room. Sure enough, there was a Ouija board that they had played with when they were younger, and it was trapping her.
Because it, like, keeps the spirits there.
Yeah, it was trapping her.
Oh,
so apparently.
God.
So, right, all of these are apparently. But I saw the photo with my own two eyes, and, yeah, wow.
I don't fuck with Ouija boards.
No.
I've heard so many terrible stories from like friends of like things that have happened.
Listeners wrote in and said some shit too. And I was like, I didn't screenshot those, but she was like, I couldn't, we were crying and screaming. We couldn't get out. And they made them like exit the portal or something. So that you like everyone's hand has to be on the thing to like end it. And cause they all wanted to like leave screaming and crying when they like had to go back
oh my
or
God.
Some sort. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And like, that's the thing is like, I've seen pictures and like, there's like, I forget what radio station it is, but there's a girl on there that like one of her hobbies is like going to track paranormal activity. And like, you know, like the recordings, you get the sounds and like you get the pictures. I went on a ghost, my dad thought it was just like for fun, but I was so like seriously into it. We were in Washington, D.C., and we took all these photos of like things that happened in this spot. They were telling ghost stories, and you're supposed to go through the photos later. And I literally saw a face in one of mine, like, and I'm like, oh my God, it's real. But that was like the closest I've got to like actually experiencing it. By the way, if you love this whole ghost talk and you're like curious about more stories, I found the episode.
You did? Okay.
It's episode 49 where Sid's mom comes on. And to be honest, before that episode, I was like, I don't really believe in it. And then I was kind of a little bit more like, oh, I think I definitely do not believe in it.
Yeah.
Like I was like, wow.
It's a very weird thing. I don't, trust me, don't get me wrong. It's weird. But from how I'll describe it is I grew up experiencing things that I thought were normal that weren't normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the best way to put it because I didn't know what a ghost was. I didn't know what, weird. No one else like has like things move in their house and like things turn on and weird noises. And like, it's. And like a weird man that would stand over in the corner. Like you don't have that. Oh, weird. Okay. Like, okay. Jeez.
Okay.
Sometimes I think about my childhood. I'm like, okay, that's enough trauma for now. I'm like, that's enough. I can't go any deeper. Okay.
All right, we're gonna be done.
Everybody, this is kind of just a fun, like, little Halloween-y episode, a little something to get wigged out about, to get wigged out. But Margaret has to go, and I don't know about Sylvia, but
Sylvia also has to go.
We have to go.
She has to wake up early tomorrow.
Margaret has to go get on Care 11, and she's got to say goodnight to her 7 kids.
And then go make love to her husband.
Yeah, because she's still on it, baby. She had a mommy makeover, and she's ready to party.
She did, baby.
You guys, thanks for dealing with our BS. We just like to be weird, okay? Once in a while, we're allowed to do it, okay?
Once in a while, like every week for you guys.
Yeah, for your little ears. Go find us. Write an Apple Podcast review if you are willing to and you are able. We love you. At Straight Candid Podcast, at Candid Sid.
At Candid So.
And at Ben Sarbacher.
We loves you. Merry Christmas. Happy Halloween. We loves you.
Have a spooky season.
Bye.
I always talk like this now.
Why?
It's because you do.
Oh.
I don't know.
You look better.
She does this all the time.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Literally right after I met you, that's when I started doing it. I was like,
oh, God. There's a lot of sweat under this wig.
She has like this underneath, like, ego. That
yeah. It's kind of scary.